it's like we talked about in the pregame, was seeing how they respond after a win. I think part of it's just the consistency. It's not that they didn't want to play hard, or it's not that they aren't capable of playing hard, because obviously they are. They've done it for stretches. They've done it for games. But then I think it was just the consistency of, okay, we win one. How do we respond and bring it two nights in a row?
So your team's reaction, because you were interested in the pregame interview about how your team reacts to having a win, how they do when coming off a win. How would you grade your team tonight?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I thought we were bad. I thought we were really bad. And we told them that, and they knew it. They come into halftime, they're not happy with themselves, but we just kept talking about how you have to find it in yourself, and we can only draw things up so much, but when we draw it up and you just don't execute, it's got to be, you just got to find it within yourselves, and we had some people step up and make a few plays.
Lastly, you had Sam Ripley had 9, but Hageman had 7 first half points. Was there a difference defensively and keying on those two later in the game?
I don't think so. We didn't even talk about their personnel at all, actually. It was just us doing our jobs. We didn't close out well in the first half. We were walking around. We were looking around, not sure who we were guarding, which is just simple stuff like talking. And we talk about all the time about being good at things that don't require talent. Talking on defense doesn't require talent. Matching up, closing out on shooters. You don't have to be good basketball players to do that stuff. That's why it's frustrating to us.